Alright, so I'm going to be talking about the fake breakfast, which is cereal. So, I'm going to be talking more for the parents and for the kids that give or eat cereal for breakfast, since I grew up the same way. So, a lot of people don't understand that. It's like two-thirds, over 60% of cereal is actually coming from sugar. And then another factor with that is that it's being used with wheat. So it's important that if you're trying to lose weight and change your diet, it's to be buying stuff that's natural. Or, and when I mean by natural, it's something that can be grown from the earth. Cereal is not that. Cereal. It's a fake breakfast. It's something that we're not meant to be eating, we shouldn't be eating, and we end up giving to our kids. It's this BS and the craving that they end up developing as they continue to develop their brains. It's also a reason that could lead to ADD or ADHD because of the sugar content. Cereal, in terms of like what majority of the kids or even adults will sometimes have, that we grew up on, was from, for example, some of my favorites would be Trix, Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks. And with that, it's two-thirds sugar. It's over 60%, and they mask it with all of these fortified vitamins and minerals. But that doesn't do good. We actually absorb it through natural consumption. Because think of it this way, when it's a hoax, it's fake, when we consume it and then our body's like, what is this? Like, where's the fruit? Where's the vegetables that we're supposed to be having? Something like the genes were accustomed to thousands of years ago, that we've only started eating like this. I mean, let's say for cereal, it's been like what? Since the 70s? I can't confirm that, I gotta look that up. In terms of like our favorites or my favorites, like Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch. I used to also love the Fruity Pebbles. With that being said, you know, this sugar is something that ends up masking or covering up or adding addition to these problems, especially in the brain development. And I'm not even gonna go further in depth about milk being with that addition, because that's room for another episode. But it doesn't help to start your day with something that's just loaded with crap, that's fake minerals and vitamins, in terms of like not being in its natural state, and then being used, covered up with two-thirds sugar, processed, made in a factory. And what ends up creating ourselves as like robots, low efficient robots, basically being a pawn used for society that we live in, to live this like 9-to-5, low income, like slaves, hence robot lifestyle. So what do we do? How do you change from this? How do you switch up from this? Well, first of all, it's not gonna be easy overnight. So some people would need to consume more fruits or add fruits with their meals, with the cereals that they're slowly transitioning, as well as getting protein in the morning. There's going to be people that, there's going to be mixed feelings about people who know and who don't know. But I'm going to talk about those that are going to be struggling with the transition or the comfortability of eating cereal. So like start with like having a full banana with it. Maybe some people will disagree in terms of peanut butter, but I'm going to say add some peanut butter in it because I love it. Maybe even some nuts. I would do some cashews. Maybe put in some strawberries in there, some berries. I remember for a bit when I was low in income, I was doing that. I was buying these gorilla type kicks. They were organic and I used, mixed it with berries. It was only like a little pleasurable experience for me because I was doing a lot of heavy work for a construction job. It was very brief, but that's not the point. The point is for those people that have probably been eating it for years and they've learned to it. Even if it's switching. I remember I had a problem with lactose, so I ended up stopping the lactose, meaning the milk, and switched it to water. That's how I ended up having more water. So another very important aspect is to be drinking water. So for example, sometimes it would be a good thing is to like just put yourself to drink one bottle or two bottles in the morning. Just to start your day, to get your body prepared for example, the calories, your stomach warmed up, revving that engine of calorie burning, digesting, breaking down before you consume some food. And I'm going to talk more about cereal later on, so that's what I got for now for cereal for you guys.